Kingfield Center anticipating maybe getting the ball back again before halftime. If they can hold them here on a third down call. Gay Buckup will be taking the ball out of the shotgun. There's the snap. He's back to throw from his own 40. Guns at left side, caught there near a first down, and then a first down to the 40, down to the Richland Center 37-yard line. Catch and run by Brody Reese, and the Sticks will move on. Going no huddle. Cardinals take the snap, handoff on a draw play, and the running back is caught by the shoelace, nowhere to go, and he is brought down right around the 44-yard line. Great read by Devin Harris and the defense, and Tate Perkins on the carry by Nick Lobeck. Second and 14, back to throw is the QB, throws it, it's caught, complete, turning up field, and brought down a gain of only about 5 yards for Nolan Bump, and the Hornets roll him out of bounds, or did he get out of bounds? Clock still running, evidently not. 40 seconds, third down, and about 10 yards to go. Broadhead Judah quickly will use a timeout to stop the clock with 35 ticks remaining. Richland Center leading this one, 35-6 in area high school football. This will be the last timeout for the Cardinals. Last game here at Richland Center High School. Barring anything unforeseen. But if they do make the playoffs, they will be a lower seed. And even if they would win a game or two, my take is that they would be not hosting a game unless maybe that other team's field had some issues or whatnot. But that rarely, if ever, happens. And a lot of times, if it would happen, they'd probably try to find a neutral field. But all playoff games next week must be played on Friday night, if at all possible. I know they do open up some Saturdays, especially for teams that have a long deal of travel. Third down and 10 after the timeout for the Broadhead Judah Cardinals. Ball resting at the Richland Center 39-yard line. Gay Buckup will be taking the shotgun snap back around the Richland Center 45. There it is. He backs up. Looks to the left side. Pocket breaks down as he whips it. It's caught there for a catch. Nice job. He stays in bounds. First down and then some, all the way to the Richland Center 24-yard line. Good run after the catch for the Broadhead Judah Cardinals. That was Braylon Strelo. Clock down to 25 seconds, and another timeout has been used. Duncan Harper on the stop of that one. So we'll keep it here. We'll be again going to our halftime feature at the completion of this first half. It's about 25 seconds away whenever that does happen here. But we will keep it here as we get ready to head toward that postseason update. And Travis Wilson, Richland Center alumnus, he's always got the inside scoop into high school sports. And one of the top stories this week, the situation, just a sad situation, the Milwaukee Public School System, where a couple of teams will have to sit out because some technicalities on paperwork when it comes to switching sides. Travis can, or switching conferences, and Travis can allude to that a little more at halftime. 25 seconds to go in the quarter, in the half, all around the 25. Back to throw is the QB, airs it near side, up in the air, catching it, and it is a touchdown for Broadhead Judah. Brody Reese grabs the ball. It was thrown up real well by Mockup, and we've got a high-scoring one on the way here tonight. Wow, man, the receiver reaching in and grabbing that one. So a long touchdown pass, 35 yards from Gabe Buckup. Throws it to Brody Reese. And now the extra point try coming out here for the Broadhead Judah Cardinals. Hornets at one point kind of looking at maybe getting the continuous clock running, but now Broadhead Judah has scored twice, trailed by 23, and they're going to go for two here, it appears. Buckup takes the snap, and reverse pitch going to Strelo. He jumps over one man, and down around the goal line, he's got the two. That will make it a 35-14 score. Hornets in the lead. Strelo jumping over the pile. That comes at 19 seconds remaining here. Boy, Richland Center leading it 35-14 by 21 points. And they'll get it back for the final 19 ticks on the clock. Cold night here. People will get up and try to get going. Maybe get out and get a little, I don't know if they have hot cocoa. I didn't check the snack bar. But if they don't, well, they should. Warm up a little bit here tonight. Guessing toward playoff time, they normally do. Some of these places go all out. I was trying to think. I think one of the better concession stands that we've ever been around was up in Bangor. They were selling like big turkey drumsticks and all kinds of things. And it's a big moneymaker, too. I think people come there just to eat and not even watch the game. 19 seconds remaining here in the first half. A 35-14 lead for the Richland Center Hornets. Broadhead Judah will kick off after they have just scored. Lockup will pound this one into the ground. It bounces around the 20. Picked up by the Hornets, 15-20. Dosh heading upfield to the 35, to the 40, and makes his way, pushing the pile to around the 43-yard line. Brought down by Parker Ahmet, sophomore for Broadhead Judah. That will make it 9 seconds remaining here in the first half. Hornets leading 35-14. So we'll see what the Hornets decide to do here as we wind up the half on Parents' Night, Gary Schwartz Night. A lot of things going on here this evening. Gary wearing the corsage. Told a lot of stories when Gary was on the morning show with us last month, but talked about back in the day where he would always wear shorts up until like November or something like that, and got to be a thing where the team told him he couldn't wear pants. He didn't necessarily like the cold weather, but he was superstitious. Coach, keep those shorts. And the Hornets will take a knee, and that brings to a close the first half. It's a wild one. Hornets leading it 35-14 after two quarters of football. Oh, my goodness. We've got a good one going here tonight and a high-scoring game. The Hornets have found their offensive mojo, and they're putting some points on the board, something that they were having trouble doing earlier this year on a consistent basis. But they're doing it here. And for Richland Center, they go to the halftime with a lead of 21 points, 35-14. Our game is engineered by Michael Hernan. I'm Phil Nee, and we appreciate you joining us. Coming up, the Halftime Report, sponsored by Dairyland Transportation. More regular features. Michael will have some scores for you a little bit later on during this halftime update as well. Hornets leading 35-14 in area high school football tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center High School volleyball team is now a co-conference champion after last night's victory over Prairie du Chien, 3-1. The Hornets improved to 8-2 and tied with Platteville, which also swept River Valley last night, for the conference championship. The Hornets will now have some time off before hosting their first-round opponent, either Prairie du Chien or Luther, coming up on Thursday night in the WIAA playoffs. Yesterday, several cross-country meets were held at Lancaster. Richland Center Ithaca's Ryan Stadler and Clayton Lee finished with first-team all-conference honors. Robert Budden, Grace Fretz and Pearl Fretz finished with second team all-conference honors. Overall, a good day for the Richland Center Ithaca team, finishing second in the boys' results to Dodge Point. Dodge Point was led by Lane Orrett, 16:46 his time. Ryan Stadler, 17:32, fourth overall. And Clayton Lee was sixth overall with a time of 17:39. Robert Budden was 12th and Kiernan Culver, 20th, leading the Hornets on the course. River Valley was led by Jackson Thatcher, who finished 28th and was their top runner. The top overall girl runner was Ellie Robinson of Dodgeville Mineral Point, a time of 18:50. Maddie Driscoll of Lancaster was second. The Arrows won the meet. Richland Center Ithaca's girls team finished third. Grace Fretz was ninth with a time of 21:20. Pearl Fretz, 10th, with a time of 21:30. Rachel Waterfall was 14th, and Adeline Lawless was 24th in the running last night at the meet in Lancaster. The next matchup will be coming up in the sectional 1 week from tonight. Richland Center Ithaca will be traveling to Black River Falls. And good luck to the Richland Center boys soccer team. They begin WIAA tournament play at River Valley coming up Thursday night at 7. That's it for this portion of the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk to Travis Wilson as well coming up.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net is our guest. Here we go, Travis. It's a big night for you. It's like Christmas morning on Saturday morning, isn't it?
Everybody says that. I don't know if it's quite Christmas morning. Maybe Christmas morning for Santa, maybe is a good way to put it, with all the hectic, last minute trying to figure things out and get ducks in order and everything else. Maybe that's a good analysis or comparison. I don't know.
Are there a lot of games that are coming down tonight for teams to make the playoffs in the area?
A lot. The interesting part about the way the playoff system works in Wisconsin is not everybody gets in, obviously, and so it's based on qualification. And if you're one of those teams on the bubble for the last few playoff spots, you have to go through potentially a whole bunch of tiebreakers to determine whether you get in. And that means teams that you played earlier this year, teams that you beat earlier this year, how they do can impact your playoff qualification status. So a game between two teams that are out of the playoff picture, depending on that result, could impact another team getting into the postseason. So it's kind of crazy how it works and how all the different variables can come into play. But that's what makes it fun and exciting this last week.
Are you looking at our area teams, River Valley and Richland Center? They both need wins to just be on the bubble. I know Richland Center missed last year. And how are you looking at their chances?
It'll be close. The way that the SWC has worked out with, the way the standings are, there's not going to be likely a team with just one loss. And so as far as tiebreakers, with some of those teams kind of beating each other, it's actually going to play out better. So teams like New Glarus, who's on the bubble, Richland Center, River Valley, Broadhead, Judah, if they get to 3 and 4, I like their chances to get in. It's not for sure. But I think it's likely that any of those teams that get to 3 wins in conference will get into the postseason. So that means essentially, Richland Center versus Broadhead Judah is an elimination game. I'm pretty certain the winner gets in and the loser will be at home.
That makes it almost like a playoff game in itself, doesn't it?
It does. That's the attitude. Well, Richland Center had to have that attitude the last couple weeks, putting themselves kind of in a hole. Losing, the first few conference games. So, hopefully that can carry over. They can continue that mindset of we have to win just to keep playing. Hopefully they continue that forward.
Well, we're watching the Ithaca Bulldogs as they look to go 9-0 tonight as well. And there's always the, okay, which direction are they going to go? Because they've actually gone north, they've gone east, and they've gone southwest before. For them, it's probably better if they don't go southwest, right?
Yeah, I think they want to avoid those Six Rivers schools, Potosi, Cassville, Blackhawk, Warren, River Ridge. I think they want to avoid them at all costs. If they can go northwest, where they'll go with maybe some of the other Scenic Bluff teams like Bangor and Cashton, potentially Hillsboro, maybe some of the Dairyland teams coming down, that would be a much more beneficial draw for the Bulldogs. But at 9-0 potentially after this week, I mean, they have to feel like they should win whatever matchups they're going to be put in front of them. Just got to go out and take care of business, whoever it is.
Yeah, I've seen Potosi-Cassville, and of course I've seen the Bulldogs a few times, and Potosi-Cassville's got a great thing going on, really impressed by their line, but this is one of the better Ithaca teams that I've seen in some years, Travis.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it before. To move into the Scenic Bluffs Conference, which is a conference with teams like Bangor that have really kind of befuddled them in the playoffs for a number of years, come in the first year in the league and sit here undefeated heading into the final week of the season, is extremely impressive. And there's been really good Ithaca teams before that have won conference championships in the Ridge and Valley, that have, you know, had impressive records and haven't necessarily come together in the playoffs as they meet up against tougher opponents like those Six Rivers teams or like some of the Scenic Bluffs teams in the past. So a really impressive run for the Bulldogs. It's not over. Even if, you know, like I said, there's a chance they could get matched up with some of those Scenic Bluffs teams again, which would be a challenge to play a team a second time, as we've seen a number of times throughout the years. But it is a great run by Ithaca. Hopefully they can get kind of off that playoff schneid and make a deep playoff run, maybe level 2, 3, something like that. And it'd be good to see.
And potentially they'd be home for at least a couple of weeks. That could help them too, couldn't it?
Yeah. Depending, again, which direction they go, you would think their chances of getting a one seed are pretty strong, especially if they go northwest, which means that they would, if that's the case, if you're a one seed, you are a home team all the way through at least level 3, certainly. Level 4 is all neutral site games if you happen to get there, which is the state semifinals. But if you're a one seed, you have guaranteed home games all the way through the first 3 postseason games.
Well, a big story this week is what's going on in Milwaukee with Milwaukee Public Schools. What did you hear about that, Travis?
Well, I was the one that kind of broke that news earlier this week that there was an issue with a couple of the schools in the Milwaukee City Conference. They have 2 divisions of 7 teams, and they for a number of years they've done kind of a relegation elevation system, which is kind of interesting. There's no other conference that does it, but essentially the last place team in the one division, which is the better division, the stronger division, goes to the weaker division. And that whoever won the weaker division, the next year they'll move to the stronger division. And that process, though, is technically conference realignment. And the WIAA handles and approves conference realignment. Usually there's a 2-year cycle for realignment. But you can do what's called a fast-track process where if everybody's in agreement, you can make changes. And that's what MPS has done the last few years. This year, the central office at MPS and the commissioner, Bobby Kelsey, former women's basketball coach at Wisconsin, did not submit that paperwork, did not follow that process. It's not a hard process. They've done it before. It's well outlined. There's schools every year that submit those requests. They did not do it, but they still moved the teams. So technically, those teams moved out of their conferences that they were assigned to without approval. According to WIA bylaws, if you leave a conference without approval, you have a 2-year postseason ban. And so because they did not properly file the request for realignment but still moved, technically it is realignment without approval, and they get the 2-year ban, which applies for this year. So they had to forfeit any games that were already played, and then it would apply for next year as well. Now, Milwaukee Pulaski, one of the impacted teams, they were not going to make the playoffs anyways, but Milwaukee Bayview, who had moved to the weaker division, they were in line to potentially make the playoffs for the first time in 7 or 8 years, and they had to forfeit a bunch of games and will not make the playoffs, which is really unfortunate for them. And, of course, next year they're looking at a postseason ban as well. So, unfortunately, as is often the case in these issues regarding eligibility and things of that nature, the adults failed the kids, and the kids are the ones that will bear the brunt of it. Now, again, one of the teams already was not going to make the playoffs, Milwaukee Bayview. If they made the playoffs, which is a good thing, you want those teams to be in. MPS has not won a playoff game in years, so it's not like they were going to, you know, all of a sudden be a contender, but that opportunity is now not there for them. You know, they talked about maybe appealing it. I don't know that there's anything going to happen that way. But there has been kind of an outcry, and some of it is directed to WIAA, you know, feeling like it's overly punitive, but they're just following the bylaws set by the schools. Ultimately, it's a failure at the MPS conference level. Their office handles everything like that. Their office takes complete control away from the schools. They tell their athletic directors, if you get anything from the WIAA, you are not to submit it back to them. You are not to do anything. We will do everything. And they did not do it in this case. And there is, you know, there has been some ongoing issues at MPS in the athletic department. This is the latest example. It's a high-profile example. And, in fact, the Milwaukee Common Council passed a resolution, or a number of the members of the Milwaukee Common Council, anyway, put out a statement of no confidence in Bobby Kelsey as a commissioner and athletic administrator for MPS. So I don't think this is completely over. There still could be some fallout, whether it's, you know, personnel impacts or whatever. It's just unfortunate all the way around. Anytime high school sports goes from the sports page to the front page, it's generally not a good thing.
Right. It does have a little bit of a ripple effect as far as playoff teams for the divisions, though, doesn't it, or not?
It could, yeah. Ultimately, I think it's going to be a pretty simple swap where Bayview will not make the playoffs, but a different MPS team will make the playoffs. So it's not like somebody else, you know, in Southwest Wisconsin will get in as a result of this. But I think Milwaukee Vincent will likely be the one that takes their place. Bayview would have been D3. Vincent would be Division II. So it slightly changes that D2, D3 cut line, which will, you know, change potentially a team that is in D3 or D2 and then can shuffle regions and can have a little bit of a ripple butterfly type effect. But we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out.
What about your game of the week this week, Travis?
The Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy game of the week this week. Where are we heading for that one? Beaver Dam at Port Washington in a showdown for control of the East Central Conference. Beaver Dam moved from the Badger to the East Central this year. They are unbeaten in conference play. They do have a crossover loss, but yeah, a good one over there on the eastern part of the state.
That sounds good. And then we're into the pairings have been released for soccer and volleyball, and we're off and running with fall sports postseason then, aren't we?
Yeah, the first state championships were crowned earlier this week in girls golf. Girls state tennis is coming up this weekend. Just want to give a plug as well for the WIAA football playoff reveal show that I'll be a part of on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the statewide network. Locally, that would be WKOW. Out of Madison. It's also on one of the lacrosse stations. I can't remember what the call letters are. I think it's the ABC station out of lacrosse. So I'll be part of the festivities again as we unveil the playoff brackets, matchup seeds for all the teams in 11-player and 8-player football, breaking it down and representing WIS Sports in Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Awesome. I appreciate being on this show. You don't need makeup for being on this show.
No, I don't. I need a lot of makeup to be on TV. I don't know if I've got to provide my own or not. This is the second year I've done it. I was able to do it last year. It was a lot of fun. A good way to, you know, just bring some more excitement and interest to what's going on in the football realm. You know, there's going to be people that are complaining about their seed or where they got placed or, you know, who they got to match up with, whatever. I understand it. I get it. But it's a fun time of the year. It's good to have some excitement going.
No doubt. All right, Travis, always good stuff. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Phil.
We'll be in the playoffs next week, in fact. That's Travis Wilson of WizSports.net here on WRCO Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Back at the studio here in WRCO Studios, I'm Michael Hernan. Glad to be back here. As we enter halftime, Richland Center is currently up Broadhead Judah, 35-14. That's our game we're listening to here on WRCO. And in other SWC action, River Valley currently has the lead over New Glarus, 14-7. Prairie du Chien is currently up on Lancaster, 28-0. And Platteville at home is beating Dodgeville, 42-0. Meanwhile, in the Scenic Bluffs, Ithaca is up on New Lisbon, 40-0, and Royal is up on Cashton, 22-3. In the Six Rivers, Iowa Grant is beating Riverdale, 28-7, and Seneca Wazika Steuben is beating Boscobel, 21-7. In the SWAL, Southwestern East Dubuque so far is beating Benton, Scales Mountain, Shulsburg, 42-0, and Fenimore is beating Mineral Point, 14-7. And in other games around the area, Sparta is beating Baraboo 24-17. Aquinas is up on Viroqua 39-0. And Waupun is up on Mauston 16-0. In 8-player football, Wisconsin Heights is beating Belmont 36-8. And Highland defeated Monticello 50-0 earlier today. Here is now a word from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
It's been a great halftime show here at Richland Center High School. The band has played their homecoming marching piece. They did tribute to the Beatles, but it was senior night for the band, so they introduced a lot of the respective members and those that are seniors and had them take a bow. And one note that was kind of interesting, you talk about a young man that is involved in just about everything there is. So Grayson Banker is on the soccer team. He is a kicker on the football team. We mention him every time they score or they kick off. And he's also out there marching with the band at halftime here tonight in his football uniform, which is pretty impressive as well, out there playing the drums or the snare. So, yeah, talk about somebody that does it all. Extended halftime tonight, so both teams are warming up, taking some extra sprints here tonight. They honored the parents and then honored the band, honored the cheerleaders' parents, and we're just about set to go. Hornets leading 35-14 at the break. Richland Center scored the first touchdown on their opening possession when Brady Dosh ran 35 yards for the score. Grayson Banker made it 7-0. The ensuing kickoff, it was not covered by Broadhead Judah. They left it lay on the grass, and Hornets recovered it and able to punch it in from about 24 yards out. Brady Dosh with a score. Grayson Banker's kick made it 14-0. Hornets go up 21-0 on Jaden Shep's 93-yard pass play to Fletcher Harper. And with 11 minutes to go in the half, they were up 21-6. However, Broadhead Judah bounced back. Gay Buckup threw one to Braylon Strelo, and the two-pointer, and actually that was an extra point, was blocked 21-6. Then trying an onside kick, Broadhead Judah did not get it. Will Weiss recovered for the Hornets, and Richland Center took it from the 49-yard line and set it up for a West Bosworth one-yard run. That made it 28-6. The Hornets would go up 35-6 on a Jaden Shep to Liam Fingerson pass play that covered 57 yards. Grayson Banker with a good kick to make it 35-6. But the Broadhead Judah Cardinals score just before halftime with 19 seconds. Put together a drive, got to the 35-yard line of the Richland Center Hornets, and Gay Buck up through to Brody Reese, and the Brody Strelo extra point run was good to make it 35-14, and that's how we stand here at halftime. Good look at scores there from Michael Hernan. Lots of scores from the area, and there are some real lopsided ones here tonight on the final night of the football season. There are some teams that are headed to the playoffs and headed in one direction. There are some teams that are headed in the other direction and kind of looking now at getting toward winter sports and getting out with your health. That's kind of the big thing on the last night of the season if you're not looking at going on any further in the postseason. Well, the Hornets will get the ball out to the tee and we'll get it started here again real soon. Broadhead Judah Cardinals, coached by Dave Novi. A couple of touchdowns in the first half, and the Hornets, again, at one point you're thinking, okay, maybe running clock, 35-pointer as this one goes, but a couple of scores for Broadhead Judah has taken that notion away. We are getting ready out there, again, a long delay to get everybody off the field. Took a little while to get the band off the field. That's a huge band. Richland Center, of course, their director, Mr. Jeff Behrens, deserves a lot of credit. They have one of the outstanding bands in the land right there. Grayson Banker, after playing the drums, is ready to go to do the kicking. Here's the whistle. And Grayson with the approach. There's the end over end. It's going to be taken right around the 20-yard line to the 25. And the 30, Broadhead Judah almost broke one. They get out to around the 40-yard line, their own. And that is where they are brought down. Strelo on the return and kind of got around the edge. I think Wes Bosworth, the man responsible for slowing him down there. So first and 10. Ball is marked at the 41-yard line of Broadhead Judah. Just underway in the second half of action. Richland Center leading it 35-14 at Avitus Rip Field. Cardinals up to the football. Their quarterback by Gabe Buckup, senior quarterback, awaiting the snap and a handoff for a running play. And the running back, nowhere to roll. He is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Back around the 36-yard line. So very little, if any, gain on the play. That was Grayson Arn, number two, at a good start to the game here tonight. They'll mark it second down and 11. Broadhead Judah Cardinals setting up a wide out on the right, one on the left. There's the snap from center. Handoff or running play, gaping hole initially for Art, and he gets over the 45 to around the 47-yard line before the tackle is made by several Hornets. Devon Harris helping out on the stop. Brady Dosh as well on this side. Third down and 7 yards to go. PA announcer even credits Liam Fingerson on that one, so it was a group effort. Third down play for the Cardinals. There's the snap. Back to throw is Buckup. Throws to the left side and reaching out and grabbing one. It's going to be a first down. The receiver is down right away on his own momentum. And that's going to be in Richland Center territory at the 46-yard line. Catch by Nolan Bump. First and 10. Broadhead Judah. Winner of tonight's game might be watching that playoff reveal show tomorrow a little bit more intently. Woodward splits out to the near side for Buckup. The quarterback takes the snap. Hand off for running play. Hornets read it well, and they're going to drag him down. David Masolowski brought down by Wes Bosworth. Harris was back there as well. Bosworth got him. Brings up a second down. And 14 to go for the Broadhead Judah Cardinals. Down to the 10-minute mark of quarter number three here at Avitus Rip Field. Join us for Football Friday Night following our coverage this evening. That happens between 10 and 11. And they will take a look at scores throughout the state. Nolan Bump splits out on the wide to the right side area. Everybody is set. Hornets trying to dig in, showing blitz. There's the snap. And the quarterback is rolling back, throws it, tipped to the line of scrimmage and incomplete. A couple of Hornets got in on the QB really fast, and I think Tate Perkins got a hand on that. Third down for the Cardinals. Third down and 14 yards to go. The next question is, if one of these teams makes it, which direction do they go? They obviously would be playing a high seed, possibly a conference champ. Third down, back to throw is the QB, airs it out near side. It's caught and then dropped on a great coverage hit by Baker. Brenton Baker breaks up the pass play. Woodward, the intended receiver, had it in his hands. Had there not been a good tackle there, that would have been complete.
Brenton Baker provided coverage.
So it brings up fourth down at 14. Baker's had a good year in that linebacker spot coverage. And now fourth down play. The Cardinals will break committee and head to the football. Two wide right. Now three wide right. Strelo joins them. Buckup will operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Backed up to around the 40. Side arms it all the way to the far sideline. Caught and stepping inside the would-be tackler. Getting a little bit more down to the end zone. And a touchdown for Brody Reese. Reaching over the Hornet defender. And here comes Broadhead Judah again. Wow. Big pass play. And taking that around 61 yards through the air. Again, they can strike quickly, and they have. They're back within a couple of touchdowns now. Brody Reese gets his second catch tonight. The last one was a 35-yarder. So the two-point conversion try is coming up, or is it? Nope, they're going to try and kick. Strelo is the holder. Buckup, the quarterback, is the kicker. They're going to fake it. They pitch it back to him. Now he's going to throw in toward the end zone, and it's going to be picked off by the Hornets. Intercepted in the end zone by Fletcher Harper. And the score stays 35-20. Richland Center leads over Broadhead Judah. We have 9:17. A lot of time left in the game here in the third quarter. This is high school football Friday night from WRCO and WRCO.com. So a big touchdown by Broadhead Judah, getting the 61-yard strike from Buckup to Brody Reese, and a 35-20 lead. The two-pointer failed. Great coverage by the Richland Center defenders, and Broadhead Judah will kick off. We'll see if they try an onside kick again, as they did earlier here in the game. Start to get some other scores on the Filney flip phone tonight. Again, the most recent score for Broadhead Judah makes it 35-20 here in the football game. Hornets leading in this one by 15. Iowa Grant leading Riverdale 28-7, start of the fourth quarter this evening. So putting it in the tee is Gabe Buckup. Buckup back. Gets the hand up. Hornets ready to receive this one to our right. Broadhead Judah kicking our left or right. There's the end over end going to be caught here. And the close-up range going for a few extra yards now is Swistenberg. And he breaks it out to around the 44-yard line. So a return of about 14 yards. Guys in Swistenberg gets the return. And that's where the Hornets will take over again on offense. Leading now by 15, 35-20. The Hornets have had good success on offense tonight. They have not punted the ball. Hornet line led by Braden Kleppe, Ethan Bindle, and Cruz Salazar, A. Bosworth, and Isaac Gauld. They deserve some credit tonight. They've been getting off the ball well and making some moves. Running backs have done well. Dosh and Bosworth. Shep, the quarterback, there's the snap. And Jaden hands off. Bosworth bounds his way across for a yard, maybe out to around the 45-yard line. So he nears midfield. Kaizen Schwistenberg and Liam Fingerson, the wide receivers, as well for the Hornets. Second down and about 8 yards to go for Richland Center. Hornets were able to eat up quite a lot of clock in that first half.
Second down.
Coming in from the sideline. The Hornets on the near sideline, and they've been playing pretty well here tonight. Have had a couple of dings and bruises, but overall staying healthy tonight. That's the other key when you get this late in the season. Shep with a round handoff. It's going to be Dosh fighting his way across the 45 out to around the 47 of Richland Center.
Dosh
helped up by Jaden Brown, the tackler, and it's third down and about 5 yards to go for the Richland Center Hornets. For a first down, the Hornets have to get to around the 47-yard line of Broadhead Judah. 8 minutes remaining in the third. RC leading 35-20 here tonight at Avitus Rip Field. Richland Center up to the football. Three men on the wide side, one on the short side here. The ball is on the near hash mark. Here comes the snap. Man in motion. There's Shep. Back to throw from the 40. Rolls to the far side now, getting out of danger. Throws on the run. He's got a wide open Wes Bosworth. He catches 45, 40, 35, 30. Down around the 25 of Richland Center as he is ushered out of bounds by Braylon Strelo. Well orchestrated by the Hornets. Bosworth was out waiting all by his lonesome over here. Everybody was looking on the other side of the field. That was a well-orchestrated play. Bosworth stays in bounds, and the clock continues to run. Hornets leading by 15 in this game. First and 10 for the Richland Center Hornets. Ball is marked to the Broadhead Judah 24-yard line. Shep will take the snap from under center, awaiting the snap. There it is. Hand off Dosh, running right tackle, nowhere to go, and he is tackled right there. Brought down by number 54, Chase Wilhite. Slight loss. Second and 11 yards to go for the Hornets. Hats off to Tim and the gang here at Richland Center High School. Doing a good job of getting things ready here. I needed to bring a pest strip, though. A few flies in here since the last time I was here. I think they followed me in. Second down, 12 yards to go for the Hornets at the 25-yard line of Broadhead Judah. There's a snap. Shep will hand off. Brady Dosh goes off the left tackle, cuts back right, crosses the 25, and gets down to around the 18-yard line. Good run. It looked like for a moment he was going to be stopped. Gets all of 8 yards on the play. Brings up third down and 4 yards to go for the Hornets. Coleman on the stop for the Broadhead Judah Cardinals. Jim Matthias, their longtime coach. The principal at that school yet. Third down play for Shep. He's got running backs to the left and right, and awaiting the snap from center out of the shotgun. There it is, and Shep is back to throw. Now runs it himself on the quarterback. He's going to keep it around the end, down to the 10, down to around the 5, and rolls, and did not get out of bounds. Clock will continue to roll for Richland Center. They've got another first down, and that ball will be marked for a first and goal to go. Ball right around the 6-yard line. Hornets leading by 15, trying to take it up by a little bit more. First and goal. Hornets figuring things out here tonight on offense. Really the last few weeks. Shep and company trying to get it done here in the third quarter. Try to answer the Broadhead Judah score. There's the snap. Hand off Bosworth. He just crashes into the party, and they're fighting for position. There's a flag as they roll down toward the goal line. Hornets are saying touchdown.
There's a flag on the play.
But we'll see what the flag is all about. It looks like aiding the runner, maybe? That's the initial call. They will talk it over with the Broadhead Judah coaching staff and the captains. So the penalty against Richland Center. And I believe that is the call. Sometimes you see that called, sometimes you don't. And sometimes you even see it in the NFL where somebody will push that running back from behind. That moves it back to the 10-yard line. And then I've seen it a few times over the years with high school teams where every time that quarterback hands off, he gives the running back a shove. And I believe that rule has changed over the years because I remember doing a game one night and I was just having a fit to myself thinking, I don't think this is legal, is it? But it was. Snap from center, fake pitch, Shep rolling to the near side, fighting, now throwing down toward the goal line, caught by the Hornets down around the pylon, touchdown, Richland Center. Liam Fingerson hauls it in, right over Brody Reese, who is the defensive back, or was it? No, it was not Fingerson, it was Kaizen Schwitzenberg, but it might be coming back. Uh-oh. No, it's a pass interference on Broadhead Judah, so the touchdown will count. Give the Hornets six, and that puts them up 41-20 with 4:10 remaining here in the third. Jaden Shep connecting on another one. There goes the horn, the fire horn, celebrating a touchdown. Grayson Banker will try the extra point out of the hold of Wes Bosworth. There's the snap, placement, kick. On the way, and it is plenty good. 42-20, Richland Center in the lead. We have 4:10 remaining here in the third. Hornets now lead it again by 22. This is high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School of Vitus Rip Field. Hornets will kick off after the score. Caught back around the 15-yard line, and now returning it apiece will be Broadhead Judah out to the 25 to the 27-yard line. Return of about 10 yards for number 8, Nick Lobeck. And that's where Broadhead Judah will take over. So the Hornets have it second. Each team scores here in the third, and Richland Center leads it 42-20. Iowa Grant leading Riverdale 36-7 with the fourth quarter coming up. Blackhawk Warren 18-14 over Pecatonica.
Cardinals at the 27.
And other action going on tonight. Broadhead Judah, ball in the near hash mark. Here's a running play. Crashing out is Lobeck. Gets a couple of yards. Good coverage by the Hornets.
David West
Bosworth makes the play. Bosworth, helped out by Jake Schlom and Liam Fingerson. Slight game. Second down for Broadhead Judah. Hornets nearing the point totals that previous years, some years, you'd only dream about scoring this many points. My goodness. Put up a few here. Pretty prolific offense for Richland Center. Broadhead Judah back to throw. They've got a man, and it's going to be overthrown right around the 40-yard line. So that one comes back. Coverage by Fletcher Harper brings up third down and 10 yards to go. Broadhead Judah, as they've proven tonight, not afraid to go through the air. Hornets scoring a total of 14 points in the first quarter. They had three touchdowns in the second quarter tonight, now one in the third. Broadhead Judah with one in the second. And now they've scored in the second half. Third down play for Broadhead Judah. 3:24 to go in the third. There's the snap. Back to throw is the QB. Buckup gets out of pressure and now runs it himself, and he's going to be crashed down around the 31-yard line. So a slight gain for the quarterback, who really didn't have a long way to go.
Tackle by Brenton
Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Brenton Baker on the tackle. Fourth down.
Gain of 2 yards.
Ball is resting right around that 30-yard line mark. And Broadhead Judah will talk about which way to go now. Good to see a lot of friends here in the booth tonight. Old Bill Twining is back. He's been around these parts for a while. Back to throw, Broadhead Judah throwing it. It is going to be dropped the last moment, intending it there for Arn out of the backfield. That'll bring up a first down for the Hornets as they get it back in great field position. So they had a man. It was just a little bit underthrown in the pass, hitting the carpet, and it comes back to the Richland Center Hornets as Broadhead Judah turns it over on downs for its second possession. Richland Center gets it back. That'll be at the 30-yard line of Broadhead Judah, so some excellent field position here for the Hornets. They've had some short fields to work with here tonight after recovering that kickoff error at great field shape. First and 10, the Hornets have not punted tonight. There's a run on the reverse, and bouncing ahead for a couple of yards is Dosh. He won't go down easy. Finally brought down about the 28-yard line, and that'll bring up. That was actually Fletcher Harper. Take that back. Fletcher Harper got to the 29-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go for the Hornets. Jaden Shep and company, and that really, again, not speedy on the play calls here because you got a good-sized lead. Kind of take that time down a little bit if you can. Just a little bit of a breeze rustling here at Richland Center High School tonight. That does make it feel a little bit cooler, though. Ball on the near hash mark. Shep looks it over. Schwitzenberg out on the near side along with Fletcher Harper. There's the snap. Pitch, running play. And Baker tries to make the corner. He gets to around the 25, spun around down to around the 23-yard line, and will be close to a first down. Good run by Richland Center, and that'll bring up third down. Brenton Baker, good run. Called his name a lot on defense, getting some offensive chances now. A minute 25 remaining in the third quarter. Richland Center leading it 42-20. So the Hornets in the huddle, making their way up. Third down and about 3 yards to go for a first down in Broadhead Judah territory. Ball around the 23-yard line. Long snap count. There it is. Handoff going to Bosworth. He busts his way through for a first down and moves the herd down to around the 13-yard line. Great run. Ethan Bindle helping out on the block. And a good run moves the chains again for Richland Center. Oh, the line continues to improve and impress. Cruz Salazar as well on the block. First and 10 for the Hornets under a minute remaining in the third quarter. We got Brady Dosh back in there, and the Hornets will head to the line. First and 10. Ball inside the Broadhead Judah 13-yard line. Jaden Shep getting set to take the shotgun snap. There it is. Hand off for a running play, and that is going to be down to around the 8 to the 7-yard line, perhaps. On the run, there's a late flag. Bosworth on the carry. And there's a flag on the far side of the field.
Bosworth, the ball carrier, but there is a flag on the play.
So the Hornets getting inside the 10-yard line, but I don't know that the play will stand. It is against Broadhead Judah. So Broadhead Judah will yield a little bit more yardage, I would say. We'll see whether the Hornets decline it and take the play. It would help them out as far as downs are concerned. So the personal foul will bring it up to a first down and goal to go. Ball resting around the 5-yard line.
Near the 4-yard line.
4-yard line.
First and goal.
16 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Richland Center and Jaden Shep pointing to the clock saying, okay, should we run some time off and just go to the next quarter? Looks like that's what they're going to do. Schwitzenberg running in from the near side, and the Hornets will huddle up. Maybe they will go for a play. Down to 5, down to 4. They're hustling up. First and goal, Hornets. And Shep set. Nope, they won't get it off in time. That's the end of the third quarter. Richland Center 42, Broadhead Judah 20. This is high school football tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Thanks to our boosters, the sponsors of high school football. We're into the fourth quarter now, a fresh 12 on the clock. Hornets have it first and goal. They did not get a playoff at the end of that third quarter. So RC 42, Broadhead Judah 20, start of the fourth quarter. Hornets start out of the 4-yard line. Awaiting the snap from center, Shep will take the snap under center. And there is a backfield mishap, and the ball rolls loose, and Shep falls on it. Shep and Dodge kind of collided there in the backfield. Ball rolled loose, and Shep grabs the ball. It's at the 6-yard line. Second down, goal to go for the Hornets.
Second and goal at the 6-yard line.
Avery McLean will run the play in from the near side. Hornet offense has been very, very good the last couple of weeks. They've had some big plays, lots of big plays. They'll spend some time in the huddle and then head to the football. Good sign of Coach Troxell's teams. It always seems like they're getting better toward the end of the year, and that's when you want to be playing your best football. Second and goal. There's the snap. Shep will hand off. Bosworth gets the carry, runs to the left side, now stops, throws. It is going to be incomplete. A low pass intended for the end zone, and that brings up third down. Third down and goal to go from right around the 6-yard line. So it was a handoff, a halfback option opportunity. Bosworth ran it for as long as he could and then stopped and tried to make a connection. Following the game, stay tuned for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. We'll be taking it back to the studio and then turning it over to a football Friday night between 10 and 11. A very important show tonight, looking ahead at the playoffs. There's a snap to Shep, handoff for a running play, and Dosh just shooting through there, getting down around the goal line. He's got a touchdown.
Brady Dosh
with a 6-yard run, just made his way up through with some good blocking down there. Number 64, Ethan Bindle leading the way, 54, Abe Bosworth, and the Hornets score again. That'll make it 48 to 20, Richland Center. That score comes with 10:58 to play in the fourth. Brady Dosh adds to his season totals. 6-yard TD run, and the Hornets will try the extra point kick. Bosworth, the holder, snap, placement, kick is on the way by Banker, and the kick is good. 49-28, Richland Center leading here on a cool night in October. Hornets and the Broadhead Judah on the final night of the regular season on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns.